Well, how y'all doing? You had plenty of time. You got to sleep in late. Y'all just ate late breakfast. Are y'all ready to move? Hallelujah. Well, we are. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful day, a day of faith and power, and today is a day where we are coming together to resist the devil, draw near to God, and just give the devil a nervous breakdown, as someone said, swing out over hell in a cornstalk and spit in the devil's eye, make a tadpole slap a whale. We're not afraid, Barney Fife. I got my bullet, and my bullet happens to be the word of the living God. I'm walking down the streets of Main Street saying, I am delivered. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We have been in Florida for the past week. We started at Pastor Stan and Jerry Moore's church in Miami, North Miami. And I'm telling you, there's just been a sweeping of God's power and presence. And even the people when we were in the mall talking to about things of God, it's been notable to us. We were talking yesterday, just the desire in people for God to move through you and through this community as a testimony of what God can do to put together what the devil tried to splinter and tried to divide. God's just bringing, you know, that unity in a community because of the power of God to shift things and move things that the world makes you think are immovable, but you just come right out of the trap. I mean, you just get set free because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And so we kind of, I don't know, this song, we've sung it here before several times. But this is Believer's Victory, and we just feel like we just want to say a few things that just fill the air with the awareness of the overwhelming victory and the defeat of the enemy in every place. Are y'all okay?
Well,
12:45, if you're not awake by now, you know, come on. Oh, praise the Lord. Just give the devil a nervous breakdown. Just stand up, speak up, and look up with the word of God.
But with his blood, I won't be denied. No matter what I feel, he's living inside victory.
No matter what I feel,
victory.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Victory, victory, victory.
This is just good.
I've been forgiven and I'm full of his love.
What?
My home's in heaven. I live from above. Victory,
yeah.
Victory.
Oh, that's what you got when you got Jesus.
time we look at someone and say, you got it, you're speaking into their life. I love when we look at each other and say, you got it. To me, when somebody looks at me and does that, it's like a machine gun of the Holy Ghost. Pow,
that's why
me.
I came here this morning.
So you look at somebody else and say, you got the victory.
You got the victory.
It's powerful.
You got the victory.
Your whole life just banged up. I'm telling you, the word of God will set you on a highway that just keeps riding you right to the end of your life. You don't end in the dark. You end with a light shining bright. Aren't you glad?
Don't you see? ¿Qué pasa? Te la vida muere. Se la vive so. Rebequiendo su da sentemba.
So it's not the work of man, but it's the work of God that causes you to rise. It's not a work of the flesh, but a work of the Spirit that can never be denied. And it lifts you up in a supernatural way. And you are able to move forward. You are able to go forth in faith. So put your faith in the supernatural power of God. And don't be held back by the fears that this life brings. Put your faith in God, and He'll give you a reason to sing. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I'm telling you, this has been quite a day.
It started at 4 o'clock.
That's actually what time I got up. I have found that the more you give what God has given you, the more you have to give. You know, it is an element that's true in any part of your life, but it's also true with the things of the Spirit. Just as you give out of your life, as you give and tell people about what God has done, the more you'll know about what God has done. And these services this morning, we started in the first service with reading. In fact, I'll just read it to you real quick here again, because we're going to just kind of, I just love it when the Word of God. And really, this morning, this was not a word that I had ever read before. In fact, it was the first time I'd ever read it in this context this morning. But it was from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And out of the Amplified Bible, it says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on Him. Man, that's we could stay there all day. For He cares for you affectionately and He cares about you watchfully. Isn't that good? You know, the King James says, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. But the Amplified Bible, you know, some people call it the women's Bible. It amplifies. It just helps you to get, you know, it's kind of like going from, you know, the two black and white TV to HD. Now it's something else. I don't know what it is. But there's just all kinds of, you know, just things you can see, huh? But, you know, every once in a while, you know, we get in a hotel and they still have a tube TV. And, you know, you're trying to see and you think, man, it looks fuzzy. Because I've got, you know, have you done that? And you think, I really can't see everything. But at one point I thought, boy, that's a great picture. Well, it's the same thing with the Word of God. As more light is given and you begin to see from a different place. I mean, I'm telling you, God, crystal clear vision. The light of God just shines. The Bible says there's not even a shadow
it's
of turning. Not even a shadow of turning with him. Not even a shadow.
No.
I mean, it's just clean and green, man. And so here is, you know, he says, casting all of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. And then verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says, be well balanced, temperate in the Amplified. Be sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. I was telling them at both services, because it just happened. This doesn't happen to me. I'm not a person who normally has a dream and you know, you know, but the Bible does say in the last days, what's he say about old people will have dreams? Oh, man, guess I'm in that category, because I had a dream and it was so real. And as I was walking, or just going, I will say, because I don't know if I was walking or in a bicycle or something, but I was out in the open. I was going on this path, and as I was going, all of a sudden I saw this lion. And I remember this big mane. I knew it was a lion. It was just a very unusual thing to see, I thought. And as I was going, I realized all of a sudden that lion had jumped on me. Now, there was someone with me, and like I told him in the earlier services, since I'm here with you, and I'm just as a traveling ministry for the past 36 years, we go into churches like you. The Bible says that we are servants of the local church. So we just came to hook up with you. And so I would just assume that person that I didn't even, you know, it's funny because most of the time I can tell you who it was, you know, if it was my husband, Ray, or my friend, Cindy, my good friend. But it was like I couldn't tell you who it was, and it just seemed to be that someone was with me. Well, I'm here with you, so you're out. Just say it was you. But we're walking, and this lion jumps and gets on my back, and as I'm walking with you, it's like, you know, I didn't get afraid, but I knew I had to get him off. So I just kind of shook. I just shook, and when I did, he just he was gone. Well, I walked on down the path, and I'm telling the person as we get to where we're going, there was a lion on this path. And he got on me, but I got him off of me. He didn't harm me at all. Wasn't hurt. Wasn't any effect. I just kept going. Well, this morning I got up and I, you know, wasn't trying to make anything it mean anything. I actually wasn't really thinking about it, but I just started looking at this scripture in 1 Peter 5:8. And when it says, you know, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Well, I got that, and it just kind of reminded me of that dream, and I thought, well, Lord, were you just trying to tell me that, you know, you're just resisting the devil today? Just resist him. And yes, it just seemed like the word just, you know, anytime the Spirit of God is moving in your life, there'll be a word from God that you'll be able to ride that move on. And if you'll take that word of God, you'll be able to, just like the song says, without a feeling, whether you got a feeling or not, you don't need something new, you got something true. And you can just ride through whether you're feeling like it's true or not, because the word of God is always real. We read that scripture in the second service, Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is alive and full of active power. It's always real. And so you can just keep on moving down. But there are moments where the Spirit of God will breathe fresh life, and you'll sense that, because it's not just the word of God is not just a word. It's the word of the living God. So it's alive with his life, and it's full of his power. And when you take God's word, you're not just taking the word of some good success motivator. You're taking the word of the God who has the last word in every event, and nobody can change his word.
Hallelujah. Nobody.
And so I just took this word, you know, that I'm just trying to help you to see how I was able to just kind of move with what the Spirit of God was doing in me, and take the word of God to help ride that move so we could just hogtie the devil today. So he said, be vigilant. Your adversary walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9 says, and this is how I knew I'm going to resist the devil today. So I had a lion. I shook him up. What did I do? You resisted him. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. You say, well, what is faith for? Faith is made to resist the devil. Amen. That's what it's for. You have an enemy in this world. His purpose is to try to keep you from the things of God. But God's word is greater than his word. Didn't Jesus prove that in Luke chapter 4? When the devil said, throw yourself off of this mountain, or off of this top of this area, wherever he was, off the cliff. He said, throw yourself off. You know, yes, and the angels will take care of you. Use the word of God to try to manipulate the work of God in Jesus' life. And he'll do the same thing to you too. But when you take that word, I'm just telling you, it's not just the word, it's the word of God, and it'll take a hold of you in those situations and keep you on the right path. And the Bible says that Jesus said to him, you know, you shall not tempt. In other words, you can't make me, devil. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. And really, if you'll read the account of it, the devil told Jesus, you know, jump off this mountaintop, jump off this cliff, whatever it was. And the angels, and I, you know, if you read it in the Message Bible, it says to, you know, he told him to jump off. I always tell people the reason he told him to jump is because he couldn't push him. And he can't push you either. He can't push you either. He does not have the power or the authority to push you, but he does have the power to deceive you and to lie to you. But when you know the word of God and you stand right at the edge of your cliff in life and he says, why don't you jump? You just look the word of God and say, you first, devil. You can't make me, and I'm telling you, I can make you. The Bible says, resist him, and he shall flee from you as in terror. He's the one who's afraid of you. You're not afraid of him. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. Jesus went to the fearful place of death, hell, and the grave, but he rose up with life and victory so that you could stand in the place that he made before the devil. Your stand before the devil is not based on what you've done. It's based on what God has done. So you're fearless. Fearless. Because you don't stand there saying, well, I did this, this, and this. No, you stand there saying, Jesus did this. He died, but he rose from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, he declared defeat over all the power of the enemy. And when he rose from the dead, he gave me a place in the kingdom and the reign of his dear love. And in him, this is Colossians 1:14, I got my word to ride my spiritual journey. He said, you have redeeming life. Forgiveness of sin. When you know that kind of stuff, I'm just telling you, that's how you resist the devil. But the Bible says, he said, resist him steadfast in the faith. Faith is a product of believing God's word. Romans 3 said, if the whole world is a liar, if every man is a liar, let God be true.
That's the truth.
Though the whole world lies, don't believe and let God's word be true. Don't forget it. If the whole world, one translation says, let the purpose of God's word, how does it say it? Let us believe in the purpose of God to fulfill his word, even if we have to disbelieve everybody else.
And you will.
Isn't Isn't that good?
You'll have to do
that's a paraphrase of Romans 3. Okay, here you go. He says, resist him steadfast in the faith. Now, this is what got me going here. He says, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. He said, identical sufferings are experienced by the whole body of Christians throughout the world. Well, that just tells me the devil doesn't have nothing new. I mean, he's just trying to use the same bag of tricks, not just to mess you up, but he tried to mess Abraham up. But aren't you glad that the Bible says in Romans 4 that Abraham grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and he declared, if God's word is true and I don't have nothing but I got God, then I'm okay. Yeah. That's what he said. He said, if this old body that has no life in it is not even able to conceive a child, but God's word has life and power in it, I'll take a hold of God's word, and with God's word, I will conceive what God has given to me. And you do the same thing. You don't have to feel strong to be strong. You understand? Now, don't misunderstand me. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd, and she began to say, if I touch his garment, I will be made whole. And the Bible says when she touched his garment in Mark chapter 5, she felt in her body she was whole. But you know what came first? Faith. Faith came first. Doesn't mean you won't ever feel anything. But faith in God changes the way you feel. From being a victim to being a victor. From being desperate with no hope to believing there's a possibility for change. And I'm telling you, I sense it so much in this area. I'm telling you, it's about ready. I mean, I feel like the Incredible Hulk. I'm about to pop. And you sense it so much. There is an awakening, an opening up in the spirit, because somebody in this area has set their face to move on down the road, resist the devil, and be strong in God. And I don't know about you, but I believe I might be in a crowd of that kind of people this morning. Hallelujah. So he said, now just listen to this. This is so good. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. He's saying they're all the same trouble, is all something someone else has experienced. And believe me, the same thing they got is the same thing you get. Listen, the sufferings of this world. Now watch what it says about the sufferings of this world. But then he says this, may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Well, so I'm reading this morning. And I'm reading, oh yeah, I'm going to resist the devil, steadfast in the faith. This is not something new, it's happened before, and other believers, brothers around the world have demonstrated the defeat of the devil. I'm just right in the same line. And then he gets up and he says, the God of all grace who called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, after you suffered a while, establish you, perfect you, strengthen and settle you. And I thought to myself, well, what's a while? Suffer a while. What's a while? Wouldn't you want to know? So I was looking this word up, while, and I looked this word up, and it says this. The word is actually the Greek word. It's a 3641 for those of you who want to know. OLIGOS, and in a few words, it literally means little in time, short, brief. So he says. Now he says, you resist the devil, steadfast in the faith. Cast all your care on the Lord, for he cares for you. And he says, and now you got to suffer for a little while. It's just a short duration. In fact, the Amplified Bible says it. It says it like this. It says, after you suffered a little while, little while. Well, I'm just telling you, you can outlast the troubles of this life. You can actually, the whole purpose of faith is so that you speak to the mountain, so you get on the other side of the mountain, so that the only thing in your view, the only scenery you ever talk about is not the mountain or the mountain range, but you talk about your faith in God, and you cause the devil's defeat to be demonstrated in your life. You understand what I'm saying? We all got mountains, But when you got faith in God, you got mountain-moving faith. And he says, it's a little while. Little while. Little while. Well, so then I go over. What time is it here? Okay. I go over to a scripture in, I've read this before, in Matthew chapter 14. And I'm reading the story because it made me think, I wonder. I've seen that word little before in the Bible. So I go over to Matthew chapter 14. And I go over to Matthew chapter 14. I'm reading a story here where the disciples, verse 22, are getting a boat to cross over to the other side of the lake. And Jesus has just fed 5,000. Now they're crossing over to the other side of the lake. And it says in verse 24, now a storm had arisen and they were fighting in the midst of the storm, heavy waves. And so as they're in trouble in the midst of a storm, verse 25, about 3 in the morning, Jesus comes to them. Everybody see the word them? Remember that word. Walking on the water. And actually it says in the Mark chapter 6 of this same story, he would have passed them by. In the NIV it says he went out to them and he was about to pass them by. Amplified Bible says he came to them walking directly on the sea and he acted as if he meant to pass them by. What's up with that? So here's Jesus on the middle of a storm, and the disciples are in the middle of the storm in a boat, and he's out there walking on the water, and he's, you know, I'm going to go on. If nobody wants what I got, I guess I'll just have to move on to someone who does. Not because it's not for you, but he went to them. He's on the way to them. And the Bible says that when he went to them, in verse 26, when the disciples saw him, they screamed in terror. They thought it was a ghost. But look at this, verse 27. But Jesus spoke to who? To them. And he said, it's all right. I'm here. Don't be afraid. Verse 28. But what does verse 28 say? What's the first two words of verse 28? Then Peter. Who was he talking to? He's talking to them. Who's answering him? Peter. Peter called to Jesus and said, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water. And Jesus said, all right, this is, I don't know what this is, NIV or whatever, but in the King James, it just says, come, come. It's almost like Jesus said, that's what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for somebody who resists the devil, resists this evil work, and be willing to move past it, move forward in faith, and not be stopped by the fears that this storm in life has tried to lock you into. And Peter said, I want out of this boat. I want out of this confinement. I want to take faith. I put my faith in you, Jesus. I'll take my faith and let it put me into action and do what you're doing. Oh, Jesus said, that's what I've been waiting for. He didn't say, no, Peter, you know, you're my least likely to succeed. Peter, you're the one who's always saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. Peter, you're the one who loses his temper. Peter, you're the one I'm not so sure I can depend on. No, he didn't say any of that. That's probably what you think when God says, Jesus says, come. That's probably what you think. That's why you're still in the boat. But when Jesus says, come, if you'll get out, you'll become somebody who doesn't just walk on the water, but you'll be somebody who did just what Peter did on the day of Pentecost. Guess who got to preach the first Holy Ghost service in the New Testament? Anybody know who it was? Peter. Now, I believe the reason Peter was able to preach the first Holy Ghost fire baptized sermon is because Peter got out of the boat in the middle of a storm. And not only that, 3,000 got born again that day. How many times did Peter deny Jesus? Three times. But how many times? What was the amount of people who were able to receive from the flow of the power of God when he said Jesus is alive and this is a testimony that he made it to the right hand of the Father? 3,000. You know what that tells me? The work of God in you is 1,000 times greater than the work of the devil. You're thinking about all the failures and how big they are. The only reason they look big to you is because you ain't never just got a hold of that power that causes you to move out of your fear and out of your denial into a place where you are able to demonstrate the power that raised Christ from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got one more point to make here, and this is really the reason I got to the story. This was all extra. It's all it says. So here we are. He says, he comes to Jesus. Peter walks on the water to come to Jesus. Verse 30, when he looked around at the high waves, he was terrified, and he began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Thank God. You say, oh, I started sinking. Oh, the devil whipped me right in the middle. I lost the battle. Well, you know what to do? Lift your voice up and say, Jesus, and I'm telling you, he is your Savior. He will save you. You might lose a battle, but you don't lose the war when Jesus is your Lord. Amen? And so the Bible says, Jesus, he said, save me, Lord. Verse 31, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said to him, this is what I was going for, O ye of little faith. Why did you doubt? You want to know what that word little is? It's the same word that's in 1 Peter 5 when it describes that you suffer a little while. It's duration. It's how long. It's not about how much Peter's faith was. You say, well, Peter just didn't have enough faith. Are you serious? This Peter doesn't walk on the water because of what he's got. He walks on the water because of what Jesus has. Jesus is the one who has empowered and made you able to stand against all the works of the devil. It's what Jesus has. It's not how much faith you have. It's who you put your faith in. And when he said little faith, he wasn't talking about the amount of his faith. He was talking about the degree, the length of his faith. He was telling Peter, Peter, don't stop here. You don't stop in the middle of a storm. That's all that you'll ever talk about is the storm. That's all you'll ever talk about is the abuse. That's all you'll ever talk about is the failure. If that's when you quit, he says, take my hand. Let me get you out of this and let's go to the other side. You say, why do you want to go to the other side? Why is there a push in the spirit for us to go to the other side? Resisting the devil, standing in faith, shaking off the works of the dark lion, the one who's just looking for someone to devour. He can't devour me because I have been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. I don't belong to him. He has no part in me. I belong to Jesus. Yeah. Say, why do you want to get to the other side? Anybody feel like Jesus is trying to get you to go to the other side? Do you feel that way? Don't you stop in the middle of this trouble. Don't you, this world brings, your life brings. Don't you quit there. You push through with faith in Jesus and do just what Peter did. It says, when they got to the other side, I love this verse and I'll just stop here. It says in verse 35, the news of their arrival spread quickly and the whole region and people began to bring the sick to be healed. And it says, and when they, the sick begged him to let him touch it, the fringe of his robe, verse 36 of Matthew 14. And I love this. And all who touched it were healed. You say, what happened when they got to the other side? Was it just so Peter, you know, wouldn't drown? No, of course he didn't want Peter to drown. But it was bigger than Peter. See, the devil wants to get you all wrapped up in your failure, your weakness, your issue. And it's really not about that. It's about you getting to the other side. Because when you get to the other side, that same thing that caused you to get up and stand where you fell will flow through you.
Amen. Yes, it will.
And all who touched him were healed. Woo! Instead of a place where there was nothing but death and despair, it became a place of hope, healing. Oh, Jesus, thank you for taking our lives and causing us to be an example of all that you've done. The devil's defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire
Why did God design death, burial, and resurrection and come out of hell? Why did God alone do that? Because somewhere along the line we would think we have to do things by our own strength. It was us who got us out. It was us who did this, our own human efforts. But that's the one thing. Was him. Jesus. Because we always want to muster up enough this. Well, if I can just get this, or if I can just do this. That's why people live way beneath the life that's already given. The only thing in this life that sounds too good to be true and really is
the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Believe me, once you know that, you won't pay any attention to all these people on TV.
Don't let anyone define you except the one who made you.
If I need a job, my God will get my job. If I need some money, my God will get my money. Praise the Lord. My kids need help. My God will get my kids. My God.
Faith in God gives you victory.
Because
in the middle of adversity,
that He will listen to my prayer. My God.
If you're in here this morning,
I'm getting to it, Lord.
And Jesus is your Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know Jesus. Would you lift your hand?
You know us.
Lift your hand so I can see it. You say, Jesus is my Lord. Would you lift your hand?
Lift your hand.
If Jesus is your Lord, I just want to see your hand. You know Jesus. You know Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Everybody back here know the Lord? Are you kids?
One more. I just want to see on this right side, everybody over here know Jesus. If you do, look at me and go like this. Praise the Lord.
You know, I have to say something real quick. So, you know, listen to this. People, why are you so dramatic? Why are you so adamant about things? Can't you just give people a break? Can't you? No. Because what about those people in Iraq? Did somebody get to them? Did somebody get to the Sudanese people? Did somebody get to these people? Did somebody get to all these? Did somebody get to them? I don't know. My path may come across your path, because maybe I might be the last person to say, do you know him? Is everything okay? But at least when I go home, oh no, did I do enough? Did I tell him the truth?
You're not really
in love.
What she's trying to tell you is it's you're not saved by good works, but you are saved for good works.
Did I speak
God
the
wants
truth
to work through
in
you.
Love, in love. That's
understand
why you do it. Not because you're mad at people. You're mad at the devil. And you refuse to see God's creation go to hell or be deceived. Another question that I would like to ask. You speak in other tongues. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues. Raise your hand if that's you. Hallelujah. Ushers, you might have to help me a little bit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak in tongues. Yeah, praise the Lord.
So this is what we're going to do.
There's something else, though, Lois, I want to give. We're going to call people up to pray in the Spirit. But I also want people who've had some trouble in their lives, things that you're dealing with. Could be addictions, it could be anything, but something in your life where you have been, the devil's been trying to stop you, push all his stuff on you to make you go this far, and that's all you can go. And where you may feel, you might feel guilty, you may not. But where there's been so much oppressiveness, just if I can't break free, I don't know what I'm going to do. If there's just anyone in here like that. Or maybe it's healing. Maybe there's a thread that's been hanging on somewhere in your life. And you just want some agreement. Bust it!
So let's do this now, because I know where your timing is, but tomorrow night we'll have more time. I want everybody to stand up.
Pastor and when Peggy told me we could go all day at the third service if
oh,
we
I forgot about it. Now let me ask you this. You say, that's me. I've never confessed Jesus as Lord. Or that's me. I've never spoken other tongues. Or that's me. I just want some prayer to resist. This is the, you come to the altar to stand. We'll stand in faith with you. Resist the devil over areas of your life that he's tried to just take over, squat, and just declare as his. And you just want to come forward and put some move with the word God's given you and then receive what the Spirit of God
has to do in your life right now. Oh, I just sense something
right
in my spirit.
So
listen,
this, you,
we told the crowd, listen, as long as you think like a slave, you'll always be a slave.
Oh, but we're, so you ready? Come to
say,
the altar.
Hey, I don't want any slave thinking. Come on down here. Let's pray. Just a little bit.
How great is our God. Oh, how great.
Come on, kids.
Is our God.
You don't pray in tongues. Come on.
Oh, we'll see.
Hallelujah.
How great.
I look like I'm going the wrong way.
How great is our God.
this. I need to know. I need to know who came up here, because I want to know who came up here to be filled with the Spirit with evidence of speaking in other tongues.
See, I've never spoken other tongues before. I wonder, lift your hand. Yes. Lift
some
your
of
hand.
You, I'm just going to pray for
lift your hand. Yeah. Anybody yeah. over here? Yes, I see. Anybody over here? You said, I've never prayed in other tongues. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Okay.
Did he raise his hand? Did you raise your hand?
Yes.
Did he raise your hand?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
I thought there were some other people who raised their hand.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. And then the rest of you came. Woo! All right, then I'll just talk to the rest of you and I'll just pray. I was just going to speak a blessing over a couple of people up here. Hallelujah. Have you been in church, this church, a while? Yeah. No. Recently, yes. Do you know about praying in tongues? Has someone explained? Yeah, you know. How about you? Have you? Yes. All right. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you might say something. Just
The Bible says, this is actually the scripture that just helped me to receive. 1 Corinthians 14, he says, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. So I know when I pray in tongues, the flow is coming from within me, not without. And then he says this in 1 Corinthians 14:14, I will pray with my spirit. I will pray with my understanding. You know, that word will there, it's used, he says, I will pray with my spirit, I will pray with my understanding. You know how to pray with your understanding. That's the language you understand. So you probably pray in English, right? Yeah, when we're in France, they pray in French. That's what they understand. But he said, I will pray with my understanding. In other words, God doesn't make you pray in English. You willingly, your will is involved. But you know, he uses the same word when you're praying in the spirit. I will pray with my spirit. You know, God won't make you pray in other tongues. But you willingly yield to the power of God. And as you do, the Bible says they began to speak. And as you begin to speak, it's like the Bible says, it's like a river that flows out of your innermost being. It's not learning a language. It's just willingly yielding to the power of God. And it comes out. One of the ways you become aware of that is the Bible says they began to speak in other tongues. So right now, we're just going to pray. And when we pray, we're going to say this prayer in English, the language we understand. And then we'll pray in the Spirit and begin to yield and willingly yield to that. So I want everybody in here to say this prayer.
But now listen, those of you who didn't come down for that, we're going to lead you, Lois is going to lead us in a confession. And so we want you to close your eyes and say that with some of you healing, some of you things that need to stop in your life. Some of you, it's just for a blessing. I want to speak a blessing over this mother and her daughter. So, you know, she's going to lead us in a word. Now, you say this word with us and mean it with all your heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For your death.
For your death.
And your mighty resurrection.
And your mighty resurrection. Just close your eyes.
You give me new life.
You give me new life.
Resurrection life.
Resurrection life.
Sin conquering life.
Sin conquering life.
Devil defeating life.
Devil defeating life.
Sickness destroying life.
Sickness destroying life.
It is the life of God.
It is the life of God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And today.
And today.
I take a step.
I take a step.
And I say to you.
And I say to you.
That Jesus.
Jesus.
Has made me free.
Has made me free.
Now devil.
Now devil.
You tried to make me think.
You tried to make me think.
It was over.
It was over.
But it's not over.
But it's not over.
You may have knocked me down.
You may have knocked me down.
But you can't knock me out.
But you can't knock me out.
I have resurrection life
in me. I have resurrection life.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
And he puts his hand.
And he puts his hand.
Into my hand.
Into mine.
I will not drown.
I will not drown.
I will not sink.
I will not sink.
I'm going to the other side.
I'm going to the other side.
I resist the devil.
I resist the devil.
You must go.
You must go.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is
he
Lord.
He is alive.
He is alive.
And he lives in me.
And he lives in me.
So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the gift.
For the gift.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
I receive. Right now.
Right now.
Just like they did in the Bible.
Woo, just like they did in the Bible.
And I will. Begin to speak in other tongues.
In other tongues.
Now don't say anything else in English, everybody. Just start speaking that sound that comes out your mouth. just let it come out. You don't understand with your natural thinking. That is the power of God on display with your voice. Everybody, just pray in tongues loud enough you can hear your own voice. Worship in the spirit. Go ahead, church. Just keep the atmosphere filled with anticipation and the supernatural power of God.
This anointing to tear the devil's kingdom down, because you're going to have an understanding of the life of God in you, and others you will profound. Burns within me, the flame of praise, the flame of healing just burns within me. Honey, others burn within you. You are a prayer warrior.
Oh,
So little becomes much when God is at work in it. Oh, little is not, you say, well, it's not very much. Oh, it will do exactly what the Lord has planned for it to do. So trust in Him and put your faith in the greater one, and you'll see, oh, great things are accomplished when you say, Lord, I believe. Hallelujah.
Both of you girls, put your hands. As I was looking at you on the platform, I was just so thrilled. I was so thrilled with your heart. It just comes out. Everybody can see it. So precious. In fact, the whole praise team is just great. Praise the Lord. But there are things that you'll go into the Spirit, and you're going to have to go more and more and more into that place and allow Him to use you more in that place. Don't be concerned with what you think you don't have, because you have it all when you have Christ. But there are some places He will lead you to, and you will obey. And you're going to help pray through. Oh, praise the Lord. No, this is not going to be an eternal thing for this earth. You are free. God will show you what to do. There's more than one way to get things. God will show you. I keep remembering that thing that Brother Hagin had on the receiving end. He had a teaching on the receiving end. Remember that? I keep hearing that in my head over and over. He said, I didn't try to say, well, Lord, you must not be sending. He said, I went on the receiving end. What am I missing? But I keep hearing there's more than one way to receive. So talk to the Lord. I must not be listening very well. This morning I kept thinking, people with addictions. And already this is the third person who's come to me. All right. Hallelujah. Saw one. Anybody here ever been free from addictions? It could be anything. It could be the lust of the flesh. It could be the eyes of the pride. It could be lots of things. You know, it's not just, you know, people think, well, it's drugs or it's alcohol. It's like, no. It could be the flesh. It could be desires. It could be material things. You can be addicted by things and not even act on it, but boy, you want it. You know what I mean? It could be hatred. It could be laziness. Some people are addicted to laziness. Really? You know, there's all kinds of things. It could be bitterness. You've been addicted to it. You haven't dealt with it. There's all kinds of things. But I've never seen a one. Turn around here. Anybody been free? Raise your hand of any kind of an addiction. Look around. You, look around. Hallelujah. What'd you get free from? Can you tell them?
Drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol. Well, looky there. Anybody else? You know for a fact, you're not messing with it. You know you're there. You know you've gone to the other side. You know, it wasn't trying to stop Peter. The devil was trying to stop the move of God in Peter. You understand that, don't you? What were you free from?
Cigarettes.
Oh, glory to God.
Been addicted. What were you free from?
Bitterness, anger.
Wow. I'm telling you, you just get, woo, isn't this great, you guys?
Yeah.
Look at all these
people. I'll take this crowd over the other Sunday crowds. What
about
you?
Oh, hey. Look at all. Anybody else over here raise your hand about it? Right here. Yes, you.
Cigarettes.
I mean, just things that just try to,
just set up a
place. We might do this Monday night. Just bring back anybody who's addicted to anything. What were you free from?
Drugs and cigarettes.
Oh, glory to God.
I can't even give you my list. It's too long.
Doesn't matter.
That's why when I sing that song, oh, if you could see where he brought me from to where I am today, you would know the reason why I love him so. Free in Jesus' name. Foul spirit, loose him. Loose him. I need a couple of you men who know the power of the Holy Ghost. I usually don't do this, but I want you to touch him. Pray quietly. I don't want you. Yes. Are you ready? See, he was ready. Are you ready? As long as you think like a slave, you'll always be a slave. At some point, you got to come out from underneath that and say, no, this is it. But are you ready for that? No. Because that, when you reach that point, there's no turning back. I love you so.
Power in the blood.
So take a hold of the work of the Spirit and ride through the waves of this troubled storm. Ride through with the word of God and you'll see, oh, you'll find out what happens when you say yes, Lord. And that work that God can do through you will cause things to happen when you don't know what to do. But trust him and take a hold of his hand and let the word of God settle the issue. Take your stand.
Pick up from this day forward, and don't you dare look back again. Never. Now, I understand because the pictures come to my mind too, but at some point you have to disbelieve them. Spirit filled. Did you pray in tongues today? I wouldn't miss Monday for nothing. Parents, you're the ones who set the example for your kids. You don't think it's important for you to be here, they won't think it's important for them to be here. Parents, you lead the way. You say, well, I don't understand a lot. Well, you know, get with people who do. To show up, because we're going to have an explosion. We already had one this morning, but who says we need to stop? Let's just go right on. You're not hopeless. You're in the greatest place in the world.
It's where you choose to quit. You don't want that. This is not where we stop. This is where we take a hold and ride to the other side. Amen.
I believe.
Praise the Lord.
This church is going to finish what God's called you to do.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The reason we're here.
Amen.
To help strengthen the work of God.
Do you know how wonderful it is to walk into a church and see familiar faces you've seen for years and years and years? That means somebody believed in the vision. There's staying power here. It's a big deal. Big deal. You're the ones that have to pray it through. You're the prayer people. You have to pray it through. Pray it through. Pray. Keep. You can't back off. You can't back off. You can't back off.
Jesus was talking to them.
You aren't just here. You aren't just here to do this. This was a big deal. This is huge. Believe me, it's huge. Oh, but there's other stuff there that's even bigger. You got to keep that before you, so the people will go to that place. Have you ever noticed when we sing something, we bring people into that place? Yes! That's what you want. All these singers out in the world, they go, oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so good. No, they're bringing you into another place. We want to bring you into this place. That's why that heart of worship, Shabbosidir. That's what she said. When Peter got through, he knew he was going to help somebody else. You can make it through. That's what your music is all about. Come on, worship the living God who made it through, who made it possible that we would go through. Guys pray, but I'm old enough to be his mother. I knew I could. No problem here. I knew. Boom, was sick.
Hallelujah. All right, let's not miss Monday night. Amen. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to put two ushers at the back door, and I know everybody here wants to sow into Shekinah Glory, so we're just going to, as you go by, just put it in. And so two ushers go back there. Trevor's going. And man, that was good. The anointing is so strong up here. It is so strong. It's hard to even stand up. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's going to be powerful. That's about all the announcements. And then they got some, yeah.
This is a brand new CD. You like that song, It's My Desire? It's on here. All the songs like that are on here.
God bless you.
This CD is designed for meditation, healing songs on here, old hymns. I tell you, we got old hymns by some old hers. Anyway, and so, and then we have a thing that you put in your computer. I don't know what it's called.
There's two USB drives back there. One's got all the teaching. One's got all the music, the very best of the past 36 years. They actually, we had some packaging that
kind of messed up on us.
No, the packaging, the USBs themselves are fine. The packaging wasn't quite complete. Is that correct? So we're able to just blow them out at a real special price. So you can get like $250 worth or more of material for just, what is it? 30 for the teaching, and I don't know, 40 for the music. So if you are interested in that, it's back there. The new teaching, Hyper Victory.
Pass it around. Go in with somebody.
Shut Up Devils on the USBs. We love you guys. And tomorrow night, we're just going to move it with the Spirit of God as we see what God is doing in this place. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your hand. Everybody stand up.
We love you guys.
You want to say anything else to him? Everybody say.
Oh, Pastor Peggy.
Be blessed.
All right. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Look at somebody and tell them you got victory because you got faith in God. Glory. Go home, pray in tongues, read what the Bible says about walking free, and you can just ride right through the storm with the word and the power of the Spirit.